joining us, Isabel and myself, for this session on Windows Phone 7. It's the first session after the lunch, but we hope we have some cool demos and exciting technology to show so you won't fall asleep. At least we hope. So we're here doing a session on developing an application from start to finish on Windows Phone 7 using as many technologies and frameworks as possible. But first, let us introduce ourselves. Starting with Isabel, I'm going to introduce Isabel. Isabel Gomez is a developer evangelist from Spain, so she's a colleague of mine. And I met her at external events or Microsoft events, TechEd, and things like that, and we are working together on some demos. She mainly focuses on ISVs and Windows Phone, so she's really
into it. And, well, I think most of you know Katrine already. She's the one of the organizers of this event. She's a developer evangelist for Belgium and Luxembourg, and she's actually working in many different technologies. She's a fantastic developer evangelist. I met her last year, actually 2 years ago already, right? And we actually delivered a session together in one of these Microsoft technical internal events, and it was great fun. So we decided to do the same thing here, doing a session together. So we hope you enjoy it.
Right. Let's get into it. So what can you expect from this session? We have put a lot of stuff in it. So we're going to do a demo that is going to be built up and using some pre-built stuff as well, but trying to get as much content in there as possible. We are using the cloud, so we're using Windows Azure to host our service, our backend service. We're using SQL Azure, we're using OData service to get the data in a REST protocol. We're using MVVM as a pattern for building our application. We're using Expression Blend, Visual Studio, of course. We're using some of the phone application extensibility or the phone features like location services, camera picture task, things like that. And the typical Silverlight stuff as well, and custom controls.
So what are we going to build today? The real application that we're going to build is actually covering a real need, and I think most of you have faced it at least once. Last summer, I was in Seattle, and I had a couple of issues. First thing, I lost the connection because of a technical problem with the LI company. Then I went to the hotel and I had to pay something that I hadn't bought. And then the mobile operator, we had a technical issue with a wireless network. In all these occasions, I wanted to express my anger and file a complaint. But what I got was a phone number with nobody answering on the other side, or just a piece of paper that wasn't suitable for a complaint. So I thought, I would like to have a way to express my pain, my release the pain, and not strangle someone trying to get something out of him. And I thought a mobile application would help, so by actually allowing me to upload my opinion about this place, this restaurant, this airline company, expressing my feedback, my anger, so that I can share it with the world through the cloud. And also, we actually evolved this idea so that we could also express positive ideas about places. So that's how OutLoud was born. Cry out loud your feedback to the cloud.
Right, so what are we building? What are we using from the phone application platform, from the Windows Phone 7 application platform? These are the parts, the blocks that make the phone application platform. So from the runtime, we're using Silverlight. We're also using some of the phone specifics like location services, like phone specific services, .NET, notifications, and on the other side, on the developer side of it, we're using Visual Studio, Expression Blend, we're using the phone emulator. On the cloud side, on the hosting part of it, we're using phone services as well, like notifications and map services and location services, and also Windows Azure to host our own application, to host our own backend. We're not talking in this session about certification or marketplace.
So what do we have as an architecture in OutLoud? First of all, what do we have in the cloud? We have mainly two services. One is an OData service, so using the OData protocol, and it's implemented with a data service in .NET. And then we have another REST service, which is called Shared Access Key Service, that actually returns us a shared access key we need to upload to blobs to the Windows Azure storage. So this is actually using behind the scenes an entity framework that is based on two entities that we'll explain later, opinions and aggregated opinions, that are actually stored in SQL Azure. Behind the scenes, we can take pictures with the application that are stored in Windows Azure Storage. So on the client side, we have a model view model client. This is mainly based in model view model toolkit, a light toolkit of Galasoft. And we are actually consuming those services using REST and also uploading pictures to Windows Azure Storage using REST as well. We are also using different services like location services, and we are, and we are also using like camera task and different features of the phone. So first thing we are going to see here, it's what we have in the server side. Just we are going to show some code. So what do we have here? We have an Azure solution that consists of a web role. And if we open this service web role in the web config, we can see that we are actually using a connection string that is pointing to SQL Azure database. So what do we have in this service web role? First of all, we have a very simple entity framework consisting of two entities. First entity is opinion, of course, so that actually tells us the name of the place, the mood of the user, so the review of the user, the position, latitude, and longitude of the place, the description of our opinion, the Twitter user that uploaded this opinion, and the picture URL, where this picture is stored in Windows Azure Storage. In the, this is actually mapped to a table in the SQL Azure database. And then we have another entity, which is called aggregated opinion, that actually aggregates all opinions about a specific place. This is all actually mapped to a view in the database. So it's the name of the place, the number of opinions of the filed against this name, and the average mood of the users about this place. So what can we show as well is the OData service. So this OData service, of course, is implemented with a .NET data service that is exposing our outloud entities. And when we initialize the service, we are actually setting access rules for our entities. And we are using server paging, so we specify a page size of 20. And also we are setting permissions to access service operations, because we have one service operation here. Get nearby aggregate opinions allows us that to get all aggregate opinions around a specific position, 2 kilometers away. What it does actually behind the scenes is calling a function in the entity framework that is mapped to a store procedure, and it uses LinkU to get all the opinions that are around our 2 kilometers around our this specific place. We have another service which is called Shared Access Signature Service. This is totally based on an Azure toolkit for Windows Phone that was released some weeks ago. It's very easy to use. You have the server side and the client side code. So one of the methods, service operations of the service we are going to use here is get container shared access signature that allows us to get the URI with a shared access key to upload blobs to Windows Azure Storage container. So what do we have in the client side? In the client side, we have a structure, an architecture of model view model. So we can see here, of course, our model. How did we get the model in our client? We have an OData service. So we used data service util, which is a tool that creates the proxy and creates the entities in the model in the client side. This tool is available in CodePlex for OData client for Windows Phone. And in that, it actually creates our data service context here and our different entities, which is opinion and aggregated opinion in our client side. So we will see some of the views and the view models that we are going to use along the demo. So let's switch back to the slides. So just as a recap, so you, when you hear aggregate opinion and things like that, you know where we are at. We've got opinions and we've got aggregate opinions that is the actually average mood of one specific place.
Right. Now, for designing the application, the design parts, you know when you're building Windows Phone applications that Windows Phone is actually using a design language. So if you want to be consistent with the design and the usability, although usability is still a step further, but basically start by going through the design process and use the Windows Phone design language, which we call Metro codename. The Metro codename comes from really metro signage, airport signage, and so on. So it's very clear, very clean as well, the tiles and all that. So you probably have heard this before. The thing is, try to use that if you want to, if your application needs to be consistent with that usability that users are used to. However, you're free to do something completely different. Now, for this application, when you're using the metro language and you want to have your application not create a normal page but use one of the typical controls, you have two options. You have panorama-styled applications, which you can compare to the marketplace, which is really having a lot of information at a glance. So if you have more than one specific point of information you want to give in one big screen that you can span from right to left, from left to right, you can do that in a panorama-styled application. If you have information and you want to filter that information in different views, for example, the email is a very good example. All email, unread email, urgent email, and so forth. It's actually the same information that's just got a new filter applied. That's a good example of a pivot application. For our Out Loud application, we started using Panorama to try out because I know Panorama is kind of cool and looks very designish right away. But when we started analyzing the information, we simply have the following. We have a list of all opinions, and we have a list of nearby opinions. And then we have some actions like creating a new one, or filtering or searching the information or refreshing. So a pivot was much more successful or much more appropriate. So we decided to use a pivot application here. What are we doing as a setup of the model and the structure of the site of the application? We're using a main page, which is a view, our view, which uses the pivot, uses a few pivot items with some information on there, and one app bar. Then on the view model side, we have opinions view model, which has some other properties exposed, which are the all opinions or the nearby opinions. And we also are working with a property that is enables us to see if the location has been loaded. So our model is aggregated opinion. So for the location, we're using geolocation, coordinate watcher, which is the application extension for Windows Phone that you can use to access GPS or Wi-Fi triangulation. And we're actually using GPS helper that is part of the phone training kit, so it simplifies its usage. So once the location has been loaded, then we can start working. So I have an application bar that allows me to create a new opinion. Well, if my location isn't present, I cannot do anything because the location is tied to an opinion, so we wait for the property changed of that property exposed in the view model. We wait for that to signal to the view if it can activate that button. On the side of the submit control itself, the submit page, we have a page that is hosting a user control, really. We could have made several pages. We could have made one big page, one view. We have decided to do it in a control. And we actually also decided to use visual states, so going from one state to another. The first one is showing me a map of where I am, the ability to do a name, description, and then the next visual state allows me to select my mood. The next visual state allows me to go to picture and then come back, and the last visual state allows me to see if my submission has been successful. So we have several visual states instead of having just a different approach. Of course, these map to a submit opinion view model, which maps to opinion as a model. What is important is that we're using behaviors, event to command, which comes in the MVVM Lite, to bind to commands. So binding to commands in Silverlight for Windows Phone, you have to use this behavior, which allows you to bind to commands. And then the commands themselves are relay commands, so they implement I command so that you can call these actions from your view. And then we also use a converter to enable or disable the progress bar. And let's see how we start building this. So I'm going to use Blend to start with. I'm going to start by creating my first page. Which is a Windows Phone page. If I zoom out, I'm just going to remove the information in the grid. And as I was explaining, we want to use Pivot, so it's easy to use. We use the assets, just drag in a pivot. So my pivot is ready to use. I'm going into the properties view here. I'm going to set some properties, like, for example, the title, which is out loud. And since we got working with a panorama first, we had a background, and we kind of stick to the background because we liked it. So we're using a background as well. And at this stage, I already have my pivots fully functional. The titles are not correct yet, so I just have all opinions and nearby opinions here. And now, this is supposed to have a data source to bind to the view model. And the view model, in this case, I'm going to bind already. I'm going to create a new data source for my connecting to my view model. So what is the view model? It's the opinions view model. This view model here. And I can already attach it to my page so that the full page can be can use the different properties exposed by the view model. Let's first save that, and let's just add the application bar. I have a snippet for that, just because it otherwise takes me some time to type. Let me add the snippet for my application bar. I have my application bar right here. So let's, for the moment, save this and go to the next step, which is having the plus sign here, which has been data bound to the location to the location property. Is the location data loaded property? Let's first create that custom control. So for my custom control, so I want to press on plus, and I want to go to a new page. So I navigate to that page. And it's going to be the page named Submit Opinion. Submit Opinion itself is going to load my control, my custom control, Submit Opinion. And this one here, I've already done quite some work, but I want to explain the basic facts here. First of all, it's already data bound to my Submit Opinion view model. So the Submit Opinion view model exposes an opinion, and it also exposes some of the commands that I can bind to using event to command, and it exposes also the opinion itself and some other data. Now, the first thing I want to do is have the different steps. So I have a step one, which is this information. It's already data bound. Then I have step two, which I'll just show and hide to show you this next step. So step one, then I go to step two. I want to say the mood. Well, the mood itself, what is it? It's actually another custom control that is using a storyboard to go from happy, well, to from happy to very sad, or very angry, actually, as Isabel also always says. And we're using the information from calculating the information of the storyboard so that we can use delta manipulation to actually have your finger move around. So this is the control that we're using on this page. And then when we go next step, we want to show you, we want to take a picture and show you the information you have already inserted, and then you can go to the last step and actually submit information. When submitting the final one, you go to the last one, which is in itself really the Submit Opinion storyboard, and which will launch this nice animation. And then you'll go back to the homepage. So this gives you the context. Now, what I want to do is make sure that everything can be visible here. I want to use some transitions, opening and closing transitions, some projection, to make the correct view state visible. So to do that, I have some states prepared. And going to state number one, I want to view the first step, step number two, and so forth. So I'm going to set the base, going to select all the grids and make sure I use projection to set them to zero, because we already set them to minus something so that you can view this correctly. So I'm going to set minus 120 here. And now if I go to step one, for example, or step two, you see if I enable transitions, this is the effect that we want to apply. So that's done. That's good. Now the next thing I want to do is make sure that when I press on continue, I'm calling something that goes and fetches state number two, step two. To do that, I can simply use behaviors. And there are some behaviors already in available. And for example, in the first one, for continue one, I'm going to use go to state behavior. Which behavior is going to be called on click? Well, it's simply going to step two. And then the same thing applies for step number for the next one. I go to states, step number two. For step number two, what I really want to do is call a command in my view that will allow me to take a picture, so to call that task launcher. To do that, I'm not simply going to go to state, go to a specific state, but I'm going to attach to data bind to a command using event to command. So I'm going to drop event to command on my continue. And on the click event, I'm simply going to data bind. Since I already have my view exposing my commands, I'm going to take picture command. So we'll come back to this later. I'm going to save. And now I'm going to finalize my main page. So my main page now, the thing here is I want to go activate that plus sign and then go navigate to the page. To do that, I'm going to go to Visual Studio, switch to some code here. And I just remembered, no, I didn't forget anything. And I'm going to go to the code behind, because we're going to do some code behind because of the fact that some elements cannot be data bound to or cannot accept commanding yet. So I'm going to include going to create the view locally. Opinions view model. And then I'm going to use some code. So we're going to make sure that once we go to the page, when we start up, that we navigate, once we can navigate to the page, we attach to the property changed event handler. And let me just enable this one. Once we attach to the property event handler, every time the location information is changing in the view model, I'm going to check, has it been loaded now? If yes, then my first button, my plus button, can be enabled. So this is just because that's one way of signaling to the view itself that something has happened in the view code behind. So I'm just going to set an action for my plus button, which is new opinion, click, and go to submit new opinion, and then I'm going to do the refresh here as well, click, call the refresh. What does this do? It's simply going to call submit new opinion, which is going to take me to the next page, to the submit opinion itself. I just need to show you one more thing for the location. So for the location, it's actually going to start taking the location, the current location, upon startup in the constructor of my view opinions view model. So if the location hasn't been loaded, then I'm going to start up my geolocation watcher. And once we come back from that event, and we are ready, we set the location and we change this property, which is notify property, and it notifies the view itself. Okay, so let's run this in the emulator for the moment. So this is my main page, my custom control with the submit opinion view itself. Page itself with the submit control on it, which is a view. And it will give me the first page, the pivot control that should enable me to have some empty information in there once it starts deploying. My startup screen. So notice for the moment, at first it stays It's not enabled, and then once it's enabled, just showing you this is already active as well. That's just part of the pivot. And now the submit control will load with the default information. These are my fields, my normal fields. Once I get into continue, I'm going to go to this visual state I asked. I'm going to this visual state, and here I can start doing the delta manipulation I was talking about. And for the rest, the take picture itself, well, it doesn't do anything yet. Okay, let's switch back to slides. And just review what we have just seen. So I have my main page, which is my view for the main page, for the startup page, which is bound to opinions view model. I'm using a pivot control, and I'm using the location service as well. For the submit control, which is hosted on submit opinion, I have a data source to submit opinion view model. I'm using the opinion model, and I'm using event to command. I'm using go to state action. So I'm using behaviors to go and do something, to go to execute actions on the view model. And now over to you.
Thank you. So now we want to see the opinions, the aggregated opinions that are, I mean, all the opinions that have been uploaded to our system, and also the nearby opinions. So what are we going to do now? We are going to add a list box to this pivot item. So we are going to add a list box to the all pivot item and the nearby pivot item with a progress bar in both, showing that the data is loading. And we are going to bind that to opinions view model, but behind the scenes we have two children view model. The first one is all opinions view model that exposes a list of all aggregated opinions that is actually bound to list box. And the property is data loading. We use it to show or hide the progress bar. And we do the same with a nearby pivot item, which is bound to a nearby opinions view model, nearby aggregated opinion property with a list of nearby opinions, and the is data loading is used as well to show or hide the progress bar. And behind, of course, we've got the aggregated opinion model. So let's see it in action. So we have the same thing that Katrine just left done. So the only thing that I've done is just I added a list box here, and I added another list box in the other pivot item. So what we do now is binding. So we go to data source, and Katrine just added before an opinions view model data source, and behind it we've got the all opinions view model with this property all aggregated opinions that exposes all aggregated opinions that have been uploaded to the system. So we just drag and drop and we bind it. And miracle, we have something here. This is design time data that allows me now to define my template and my style of the each item in the list box. We are going to do the same with nearby opinions. So if we go here to nearby opinions view model, we pick up the nearby aggregated opinions and we bind it to the nearby list box. And as well, we've got some nice fake data. So now we can do, as a designer, we could actually start designing my list box items. So I would go and edit additional templates, my item template, and I would be able to actually design my item template. So first thing what we would do is change maybe the stack panel into a grid and maybe make it bigger and make maybe define columns and move things around. So maybe the name of the place, which is restaurant Cool Food, we put it here. And this is the mood. We are going to delete it for the moment. This is the number of opinions, and we're going just to put it just behind, sorry, underneath. And now for the mood, we are going to use the mood selector control that we saw before with Katrine. So we use mood selector control, and we just place it here in the first column of the grid. And we have to bind it now. So if we go to properties of mood selector, we can choose a property that this custom control is exposing, which is mood, and we can actually bind it to our property average mood of aggregate opinion. So it's now showing this random mood that we selected at the same time data. We can still improve it, but we can do it faster. We have a template ready here, so we go a bit faster. So we choose the template that we just created visually here, and we replace it with the same kind of thing, but just a little bit improved. So we've got the number of opinions and so on. And now that we have this for all list box, we can do the same with the nearby list box, applying the same item template. So we go to additional templates, and we apply the same resource, the same template. So we see the same type for item template. So now we want to add progress bars. So I've got a SAML snippet in this case as well to go a bit faster. So we have a grid with a progress bar inside. We just pick it up, and we place it in each pivot. So we go to SAML. We place it at the end of the list box in the first pivot, and at the end of the other list box in the other pivot item. So now the progress bar is showing, but we want to control the visibility of this progress bar by binding it to the property is data loading of the view model. So we just pick up the grid, we choose visibility here, and we data bind it to, we show all properties, we choose all opinions view model, and here we've got is data loading property, which returns a Boolean. So we need a kind of converter, the bool to visibility converter, so it returns a visibility of true when it has to show up. And we have to do the same for the other progress bar, and in this case, we're data binding to the property of nearby opinions is data loading using the same converter. So we have it ready now just with the same time data, so we can run it in the emulator. And we are going to see just some design time data. The point here is it's very important to prepare fake data so the designers can start working on the look and feel animations and things like that. Meanwhile, the developer can actually consume services and develop the services. So we've got now the list of dummy data as well as in nearby. The progress bar is not showing because, of course, we are not loading real data yet, so the progress bar is not showing any long, not yet. So let's switch to slides. So what we are going to do now, we are going to consume real data. So what we are going to do now is access our old data service. So we are going to query our old data service asking for aggregate opinions in the system, and we are going to call the service operation get nearby opinions to get all the nearby opinions around 2 kilometers away. But also what we want to do here is allow some kind of master detail navigation. So we've got the main page with all our opinions, and we select one, so we go to more details of these aggregated opinions. So we see the name of the place and the number of opinions and description of these opinions. And we can go further and dig deeper and select one of these opinions and see the picture and the map and the description and the whole opinion. So in order to do this, we have to allow a way of communication between view models. So the main page is bound to opinions view model, but when we select one aggregated opinion, only the first view model knows it, but has to send that information to another view model that is not yet loaded, because we navigate to the next page, and this page loads its view model. So we have to use here some kind of communication that allows us to send some kind of information after the view model has been loaded. So we are using here a Windows Phone 7 Contrib artifact. Windows Phone 7 Contrib is a project in CodePlex with lots of source code with best practices in location, caching, and in this case, messaging. So we are using something called Last Replay Messenger. What it does behind the scenes, we've got the main page bound to opinions view model, and of course the aggregate opinion in the model. So all opinions view model has a property selected aggregated opinion that is bound to selected item of the list box. We've got the same in nearby opinions, a selected aggregated opinion that is bound to the selected item in the list box of nearby. So when the selected item changes, the set method of the property fires, and we send a message using the last replay messenger with a selected aggregate opinion. So when selection changed fires, we navigate to the next view, which is aggregate opinion view. We actually instantiate the view model and we bind to it. So this view model registers for the message, and since it's a last replay messenger, it actually gets the message with the aggregate opinion, so it has it, and it can go and pick up the opinions about this place and show it in the view. We can apply the same kind of philosophy with the next step would be the detailed opinion itself with the map and the picture and so on. So let's see it in the code. So we got out loud here. So what we have, first thing, we are going to consume real data. So if we go to the view model, first thing, so if you trust us, I forgot to show you that this is actually old data query. So if you've got the address bar out loud in the cloud, in Azure, and we are querying opinions. So we can see add some poop opinions here, all opinions that have been uploaded. We can also query aggregated opinions with all the aggregated opinions. And also, we can call the service operation here with a latitude and a longitude that would return those aggregated opinions that are around this position. So, first thing, we go to all opinions view model that is used to fill in the list of all aggregated opinions. And if we go to constructor, here, what we can see that when it's in design mode, it calls create design time data. So if we go to create design time data, it's just an extension of the class that actually creates our fake data, so that in Blend, we can see dummy data, and we can design upon it. But when it's not in design, we signal when it's data loading, so the progress bar will show up, and we call get all opinions. What we do in get all opinions is we just use the data service collection using our data service context of all data proxy, and we call load asynchronous of these all aggregated opinions. Once it's completed, we actually check if there's another server page missing in still to be returned from the server, and if there's one, we get the next page, and if not, we signal that we have just finished, so the progress bar hides away, and we raise the property change so the list box shows up with a new with all aggregated opinions. In the case of nearby opinions, it's a bit different because we need the location to be loaded. So if we go to nearby opinions and we go to the constructor, in this case, we show the design time data, but in the case of runtime data, we have to wait until location is loaded. Katrin showed it in the opinions we model that she's actually getting the position in the status changed event. So if we go to the status changed event, once the geoposition is ready, we actually call get nearby opinions of the new view model, which actually goes to old data service, but in this case, we are running a query with a service operation. And once it's finished, we do the same. We just signal it, and we fill in the data service collection with all nearby opinions. So now for the real data, but what about the navigation? If you remember, we needed a way to send messages around between view models. So first thing, what we need to do in the case of the main page, if we go to the main page, here we are attaching to a property. So here, first property was is location ready. The other property is, sorry, I'm mixing the content. Sorry. So we've got all opinions we model. The selected item of the list box is linked to all opinions we model. So if we go to all opinions we model and we go to the selected aggregated opinion here, in the set property, we know that we have selected an aggregated opinion. We are sending a message here that is actually using the last replay messenger. So we send the information when the selected aggregated opinion. So when the selection changed fires in the list box, we navigate to aggregated opinion view and load the aggregated opinion view model. So if you go to the aggregated opinion view model, what it does in this case, in the constructor, it's actually registering for that message. So, hey, whenever I'm loading, just send me the selected aggregated opinion that has been selected. So when it receives it here, it gets the aggregated opinion from the message, so it can now get all the opinions and the view will show all the opinions in the view. So if you go to Blend, we can see the selected item is bound to the selected aggregated opinion, as we've seen in the slides. And also the selection change fires, it will navigate. So we go to this box here. We see a navigate to page action behavior, which means that when selection changed fires, we will go to aggregated opinion view. And also, if we go to selected item property of the list box, it's actually bound to selected aggregated opinion of our view model. So let's see it running in the phone. Oops, let's connect it. Using, actually, it's very important to tell you that because we are using a demo with taking pictures, in order to debug it, you need to use a tool called Windows Phone Connect. So it's the same, let's say, the same behavior as Zoom. So it actually lets you deploy things to the phone, but it actually lets you take pictures because otherwise the Zoom is blocking the media library.
Exactly. Otherwise, you won't be able to connect to anything that has to do with images or music library. So the WP Connect, if you search for that when you install the Windows Phone tools, will allow you to connect.
Just let me just, I've just forgotten to run the Windows Phone 7 Connect. It was running before. So let me just... run Zoom. So the steps for you to know is first you run Zoom, you check that the phone is detected, you close Zoom, and then you run this tool called Windows Phone Connect. That's what I'm doing here. Now, sorry about the delay. So now we can run this. It's deploying to the device. So now it should show real data. So we've got Airport Las Vegas and Hotel Luxor in Las Vegas. We have Metropolis opinions here. We go to nearby, you can see opinions in Metropolis and in room 6 as well that we took before. So if we go to one of these opinions, we will use this master detail paradigm, and maybe we can show the great speaker's room here that I took a picture before in the speaker's room with Katrine. Katrine is working there on the session. So this is the master detail using the last replay messenger that I showed you in the slides.
Okay.
So we can move on.
Back to slides. Good. Now, I want to introduce you to the tombstoning, if you don't know it yet. The next step in our demo is making sure that we can actually take that picture. Once we have taken that picture, we get the confirmation of what we have filled in, and we can really finalize and upload the data to Azure. Now, there's one point that you need to remember, and it's not specific to taking a picture, but we thought it was interesting now because, in fact, when you take a picture, when you do any chooser and launcher, so an activity that launches something on the phone that goes outside of your application, you may get tombstoned. Now, tombstoning means that your application goes to the background. And it means that you lose any information that you have at that time, and that you, as a developer, are responsible for using a state. So the tombstoning state, or the application state that you can use for that, or the page state. The navigation that you are doing at that time, if you're using navigation service, it will keep that information for you and automatically navigate to that page. So tombstoning for the page is automatic. But, for example, in my case, using visual states, well, it's not automatic, so I need to take that into account. So you do save that information into the application service state, and then you have four events that you can also watch and you can use to launch or to load that information from the state of the application. Launch an application is the first time you enter. Activate is when you come back from tombstoning, so you can do something. Deactivate it is when you go into tombstone mode and you want to save something, and then closing is really when you close the application, the user goes back, for example. At any moment, your application can be tombstoned. Take, for example, someone calls me, and this could actually happen. I shouldn't say this, but when I do my demo, I could go in tombstone. So it's important to keep that in mind. Now for the next step, I want to use a camera task. A camera task that will allow me to take a picture, go back to my application and do something with the picture. So this is a task that we're going to launch. Where are we going to use this? In this case, it's important to know that we are using the commands to take a picture, so the actual action in my view model. And I'm also using the cancel opinion and the submit opinion to actually submit that information at a second stage. What is also important to notice here is that for saving the information, we're going to save that to Windows Azure. We're using event to command to go talk to our commands in the view model. And the next thing is at every stage of my view model, I actually should make sure that I save the current state. So whenever I think it's important that people can come back in that same state, I should save it. So I'm going to save that to tombstoning. I have a little helper that allows me to do tombstone.save.contains.remove. The same thing is true, though, for my control, my user control. I have a user control with four visual states. Well, the view model does not know that I have visual states, so I have to do that in code behind in my actual view. So it's possible you're not doing something wrong if you do some code behind in the view. So let's take a look at that. So the first thing is I have, in my step number two, I have a button that is continue, that allows me to continue, and this will launch my camera task. So how do I do that? I did it just a while before. I bind to an event command behavior. I bound that to the take picture command. That's the first thing. So let's take a look at that. In my constructor of my view model, I have my command that is going to execute take picture. What is take picture going to do? Just make sure that the current opinion is going to be saved in the state. So at every step in my view model. And then I'm simply going to use a camera task. And when the camera task, so I'm going to attach an event handler and I'm going to call show. When I call show, it actually goes into camera task picture mode. And then when I come back with the result, I'm going into camera task completed asynchronously. And in this case, if I get a picture back, I'm simply going to apply that URI to the chosen property URI, who has been already data bound in the step number three. That's for the picture. The second thing, as you see here, I'm tombstoning. So I'm saving the state to tombstoning. It's simply using phone application service to save the state. What I'm doing, first of all, in the model, view model, I'm doing this, but remember I have to do this for every visual state as well. How am I doing that? The thing is, at any moment my application can tombstone. Okay, in that case, I need to be sure that when I go from step number one to step number two, I need to send that information to the state. So to save that, how am I doing that with some code behind? First of all, I'm using the tag property, which allows me to put some object information in there to the button. And I'm calling a click event that will simply save, and it's this click event, sorry, the click next step. It's going to get the information from the tag, step one, step two, step three, and it's going to save that into the state. And the thing is, I'm doing this for every step. So if I go to the next one, the button continue, I'm doing the same, but I'm adding a step number two instead of step number three, and so forth. So you get the idea. Then once I go to tombstone or I come back, what I always have to do when I come back, initialize my control, I need to go in code behind and choose the right visual state. So coming back from the picture or coming back at any time. So when I'm initializing my control, I'm going to get the current state, if I have any state. If I do have that current state, I'm going to go to the next step. So if I saved it in step two, I want to go to step... If I saved it in step two, I want to go to step three. And with that, I can launch that application on the device. So let me first unlock the device. And I should be connected to it. Let's switch here. It's deploying to device, and you don't see it that well. So if I go to next, to add new opinion, it launches the application. I can start typing something. Let me take that like this. And I'm not going to type something really because it takes some time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that we're not happy yet because it doesn't work yet completely. So notice now that I can do the picture, so I'm going to take a picture of you guys. And now I might have gone to Tombstone or not. I come back and it loads the picture and the information here and the rest will be loaded there. Now the rest doesn't work because we are not there yet. That's why I'm not happy yet.
Oh, let's fix that.
Yes, please.
Okay. Can you? Okay, so now we have to save the data. So if you remember, the OK was the send button, and that was actually bound to an event to command behavior linking to a command called submit opinion in the submit opinion view model. So that's what we are going to do now. So we have here the submit opinion view model here. So we go to the submit opinion command, which is going to be called when we press the button send in the view. What we do here is submitting the opinion to all data. So first thing, we have to signal it again. So this actually allows us in the main page, sorry, in the submit page, to know that it's submitting, so we can show a progress bar and maybe gray out what we have just seen, so we see only the progress bar. And then when it's finished, we can go to step four and show this animation saying your opinion has been submitted. Okay, so first thing we are going to do is upload the picture to Azure Storage. Again, this is a code that I took from the Azure kit for Windows Phone. Very easy to use again. So what it does here, it just creates a blob name, and it uses the name of the place, the name of the user, and some data about daytime. And also what it does, it adds some dictionary metadata for the Windows Azure storage. And it creates a Cloud Blob client, which is a class available in this Azure kit for Windows Phone, that actually takes the shared access key service client to get the shared access key for the container outlook features in Windows Azure storage. And then we are calling upload with the blob name, with a photo that we just taken, and with some metadata. And then we call back. We call back, we come back where we called, and there's no exception. Then we just build up the URI, which is the container with the blob name, and then we called, of course, we are hard coding here the Twitter user. That's something we have to improve yet. And of course, we called submit opinion to outloud, which indeed, what it does is actually uploading the whole opinion to all data service. So here it creates a data service context, adds the new opinion to the data service context and calls the synchronously begin save changes. And when we come back, what we do again, end save changes, is submitting equals false. So we will see what's going on in the view now, and we are over. So the view needs to know when we are done, so it can show the storyboard and go back to main page because we have finished uploading the opinion. So if we go to submit control, we are actually, again, handling the property change event. So in this case, when the property is submitting changes to true, we just start the storyboard that grays out the information while it's uploading. And when it changes to false and we have finished, what we do in the view is we are actually beginning. First, we go to step four. So it's a new grid. And then we launch the storyboard that is actually using your new opinion has been submitted. So now let's run it. Let's run it in the device. You want to take a picture now?
You want me to do it?
Now you can upload it. Can you see it? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so now we can save the new opinion to the cloud. Shall we talk about the room 6 or the audience or Belgians?
Let's take room 6.
Are they happy or sad?
I don't know. We don't see you, so.
Yeah, there's a smiley face.
Okay,
here.
Smiley.
Smiley public.
Smiley. And let's put the smiley on the second screen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just leaving
leave it like that.
Yeah.
Maybe take a picture of the smiley guy here.
You'll see
there's a big light.
As you can see, you don't see a lot. Sorry, we'll
you
do
You have
better.
To believe that there's
and
something.
Now,
and now we are crossing fingers. We show the progress bar. We gray out everything. And now grid step 4, this is storyboard, and we go back to main page. Okay, and we can show the latest opinion, which was room six.
Which is now...
with a big light.
And I said SM, which is, doesn't say anything.
Okay, so let's go to next step.
Okay.
So now we have something else to show you, actually two things. First, we want to enable push notifications. So what we want to do now is once somebody... Oops, you want to do a summary about it?
Mm. Yes, please, I'm sorry. I'm already giving everything to you. So a quick summary of what we have seen in these two demos. Again, we have the submit opinion with all the different steps. We have a set of event to command behaviors that bind to our commands that will execute something in the view model. We are saving the information to Azure upon submit opinion, and cancel opinion in this case is just going to go back to the page. We actually didn't show that. I forgot to show you. And then we are using a converter to make sure that as long as you keep submitting the opinion, the event is occurring, we show the progress bar, and at the end, we hide it. And we are also tombstoning information. I mean, with that, we are saving before we go into tombstone mode, and we are saving it on the view states as well, so on the view side. And because the view doesn't know, the view model doesn't know about these states, we just handle that in the view itself.
One more step. Okay, so what we want to do now is that if somebody files a new opinion, I want to be notified. So how are we going to do that? We've got, again, the main page where it's showing all the opinions, and it's bound to opinions view model. So what we want to do now is launch a background thread that will actually register for notification subscribes to tiled host and row notifications, and it will wait. So when the OData service detects that there's a new opinion, it will send a tile, a host, and a row notification immediately. So when the background thread receives the row notification, it will actually call back an opinions view model with a new opinion, and the opinions view model will set the property new opinion arrived to the new opinion. So how does the view model, the view know that there's a new opinion coming and it will notify the user visually? Again, we attach the property change event handler, and this way we can actually launch a nice storyboard showing, hey, in a pinky grid, a new opinion of this place has arrived. So we are also linking, binding the new opinion with a name in the storyboard, in the grid in the storyboard. So how are we going to do that in code? First, we need to do something in the service side and also in the client side. Again, most of the code is based in the training kit. There's a big sample of push notification, quite complete from both sides. So first thing, we have kind of registration service with two very simple service operations that allows us from the client to say, hey, this is my channel URI for the push notifications, and I want to subscribe. So whenever there's something, just give it to me. So the client calls this service in order to register for notifications. And what else we have? In OData service, we are actually defining a change interceptor, which means that here, a change interceptor for opinions, which means that whenever we detect that there's an update operation of a new opinion coming, we are going to get first the list of subscribers, so all Windows Phone 7 devices with the OutLoud application that has told us, hey, I want to be notified. And first, we are going to create a toast. This is using classes that are available in the training kit. So we just fill in the information with the toast, the new opinion has arrived, and we send it asynchronously to all subscribers. And then we create a tile notification. In this case, we have to choose the image that will show up in the tile to the start screen. So in this case, if the mood is less than 30, it means you're very happy because we decided to set 100 for very angry and 0 for happy. Between 30 and 70, you're indifferent. And more than 130, you are, more than 70, you are really hungry. angry, not hungry.
Are you hungry?
No. She's well, a bit yeah. Hungry. Okay. So we do the same. We just send a tile notification message asynchronously. And finally, we create a ROM notification message. In this case, we can prepare a payload, which is an XML. What do we do in the payload? We actually creating an XML document with the new opinion, the name of the place, the description, the mood, so we can do something about it when we receive it. So we send this payload using a raw push notification message class and sent asynchronously. So if we go to the client side, if you remember in the slides, what we do here is in opinions view model, which is the view model behind the main page, in the constructor, we are launching a background thread here that is actually running asynchronously, running a start notification, which is here. And here, in the start notification, we are just creating an instance of the class notification helper. Again, this is a class available in TrainingKit. I don't want to go deep into the details because we don't have enough time. But what it does is just creates a channel for the push notifications in the client. Push notification service, client in the phone, and it actually subscribes to toast, tile, and raw notifications. And when it gets a raw notification or a tile toast, it can call back something. So we are calling back the opinions view model in this case. So this callback here, it's just getting the new opinion and setting it to the property new opinion arrived. So what happens now in the view, as you've seen in the slides, if we go to main page, which is the view of this view model, in this case, in the property event handler, here, if the property is new opinion arrived and it's not null, it will actually launch the storyboard, the pinky thing we've seen in the slides. So let's see it happening. So first, I'm going to deploy this version to the phone. So you will show it running.
Okay. I already deployed the same version to my phone, so that
can
we...
Can you yes. just show it?
Excuse okay. me. Yes.
So here it is.
Let's try to put both phones on there.
Okay. Oops. Okay. So now she's going to take... Well, upload an opinion.
First thing I want to show here is that I have pinned the latest version of this application. And for now, I'm indeed going to... Whoops, sorry. To submit a new opinion.
Are you going? No, show it from here so we see the pinky thing here. Yeah.
You want me to show it from
yeah,
here?
First, yeah,
first, no
yeah. So we see the pinky thing here in the main page.
I saw it. The raw notification is going to load and start.
I think you launched Twitter.
Okay. There we go.
So what shall we say?
Are we in room...
Again, room 6?
Still in room 6.
No,
hasn't changed.
Maybe... Belgian audience.
Belgian audience?
Yeah.
It's too much typing. Belgium.
Belgians. Belgians.
Belgians.
Belgium?
Yeah. Oh. Ah. Belgians. This is... I'm just looking in front and not really typing. And I'll leave the the description as it is.
No, I don't think so. Maybe you should say something about it.
Let's
different?
Say this. Okay. Oh, I already have to
say. Yeah.
Something.
Her?
Continue.
And then take a picture of them.
With all the lights, really, as you can see, it's not very pretty. So I have my explanation
Belgium.
There. Now it's...
Oops. Uploading.
Uploading.
Here it is.
It starts the
and then you can see the pinky thing in my phone just telling me that there has been a new opinion.
Exactly.
And if she goes to the start screen, you can see that the smiley face changed with the Belgians.
With the tile notification.
So, yeah, we should see show you as well the toast, but we don't have enough time.
Right.
Actually, do you think there's something missing here? Maybe Katrine forgot to do something? With visual states. What happens if we go backwards? So if I
try it out, actually.
If I go here.
Have something prepared there.
And then come and say, okay, whatever, and we go to the next step, and then I go back. What happens if I press the back button? It actually doesn't go to the first step. It goes to the main page because we are using visual states, and the back button doesn't know about visual states, but just pages. So how are you going to fix that?
Look at this. Oops. Look at me not knowing how to press the buttons anyway. I'm being clumsy. Okay, press new. Typing whatever, go to the next one. I'm not happy, I do back. And I have my animation.
You have another version. How did you fix it?
Well, I was playing around while you were explaining. Now, so I'm just going to show you how we can intercept this, because this is really important. If you have a pop-up open, or if you have visual states like we have, well, how do you manage that? So we're also using the code behind for the view, because it's the view that knows about this, and we're overriding the on key press for the page. So I'm just overriding that in the page, and I'll show you here. Remember, the first thing is that for every button that I have in my next steps, from step one to step two, step three, I always will save that current step, step one, step two, step three, using the tag, the button tag, and just saving that into Tombstone. Then what I'm doing is whenever I'm pressing the back key, I'm checking if I have anything in the state. If I do have anything in the state and it's the result from, I call it previous state here, and then I'll check the current step 1, 2, or 3, or 4. And if I'm correctly in there, I should have some more error handling there, I know. But just to show you what it really matters here is when you override this on back key press, you cancel the current event, which is back key press, so you don't go back. Simply as that. But you have to have a navigate event to this page first. If you don't do any navigate event, you cannot have any action on the back key press here. So I'm simply going to launch the go to state from the submit control, which is its child, and go to that state. Now, because I have just pressed back, I want to make sure that if I press back again, I don't stay in that state and I really go back one. So I'm just going to have step minus one, so step two minus two, minus one is one. And that way I can go back from the picture thing to the previous steps as well. So
good. That's well, good solution. That.
Okay. I want to recap. Maybe this one?
Yeah. Do you think you need a clarification about this? I mean, just the push notification, so the background thread gets a tile, sorry, the raw notification calls back the opinions view model, and then the property change event handler a bit further. The property event handler is fired in the main page, so the storyboard is launched with a pinky effect and the name of the opinion, or the place of the opinion that has been just uploaded.
Right. So I just showed you what was missing. And just to finish off this demo, well, as you have seen, we tried to do an end-to-end demo, have some fun with it. And especially we started working on this with... You started working on it when
I was very angry. I need to express myself.
When she gets angry on the phone, she really sounds angry. So we try to solve that. So, of course, this is not yet connecting to Twitter. We don't really have authentication. But the idea is to show you how we can interact and compile all the different elements out there, the training kit information, the WP7 contrib, the MVVM Lite toolkit. So a lot of toolkits and training kits and stuff out there. The Windows Azure SDK toolkit for Windows Phone as well, which is new. So a lot of stuff there, and we try to do one big application there. So now, what are the main things that we have learned here? We have been using behaviors in Blend so that you can have your designer use Blend or you as a developer use Blend and then call commands on your view model using behaviors, but also go to state. Stuff that is typical for the view, you can do that with behaviors. Design time data?
You've seen that it's very necessary to prepare some dummy data so the designer can start working on the user interface, designing templates, styles, and so on. So it's very important to also implement view models with some fake data so that the two, designer and developer, can work in parallel.
Right. Then we have reviewed the application lifecycle and tombstoning. Application lifecycle, where you go into launching mode, and then you might tombstone at any moment, so that you have to save that state so that you can come back and do as if for the user, actually for the user, it has to be as if the application has been online all the time and or has been in the foreground working all the time. Remember that when you access location, launch that or start up the location geolocation coordinate watcher, but close it down as soon as you don't need it anymore because it does use a lot of power, especially if you're using GPS, which is the most accurate one. The camera capture task, we also saw that. Remember to use WP Connect, which is the tool we launched.
Otherwise, what you would see is that if you're using Zoom to deploy the application and you try to take a picture, it actually goes back and I think terminates the application or just doesn't launch the camera
from
the application.
Yeah, it really blocks the media library. And for the push notifications?
It's just that you can do whatever you want with raw notifications. We have decided to do this pinky thing, just showing the user that a new opinion has arrived. But we could have done sophisticated things like maybe selecting the aggregate opinion that has received a new opinion, or maybe just decide how to notify the user visually.
Right. Depending on the place that you are in the application or in the phone, you will receive either the tile...
The tile is very powerful. Actually, you're going to tell that in Mango, but the tile is very powerful. It's very Windows Phone 7, so it's not available on other mobile platforms, and you can use it to notify of real events, what's happening, whatever it's interesting for the user. So if it's following a real match online, then you can see the latest goal with the latest image in the live tile of your start screen. So it's a very powerful thing that is very... easy to use, as you've seen.
Right, and now this is the current state, but if you have seen any of the announcements from the Mix conference about 2 weeks ago, we have shown the next version that's coming in fall. For the next version that is coming in fall, it's important to note for Belgium that we already now have the French support and the French marketplace. We will have a Dutch language support and a Dutch marketplace, which is really good news for us, all of us in Belgium. And then other things is we will have much more capabilities exposed to developers from the platform. We are using the term Mango for this update. And so some of the stuff that is in there, in Visual Studio itself, you now have a tool that allows you to play around with the location from your device, from the emulator, so that you can do much more in the emulator. You even have the accelerometer, gyroscope. You also have the possibility to use a profiler that allows you to profile your code and do performance testing much more, have your code be much more performant. In the tombstoning changes, you are notified when your application is tombstoned, for example. It is now Silverlight 4. This will help us also with the commanding. What else? The tile improvements, right. So you will now have the ability to do deep linking inside your application. This means in any page on your application, the user can have a feature that allows him or her to do a tile for that specific page. For example, I could do this for an opinion about room 6. That's a good example. And then when I receive that tile notification, I go deep link into that new opinion that has arrived. So I can also have multiple tiles for one application. It's interesting for weather applications or for the opinion. If I want to be notified when room 6 is something is happening, people are angry for example, or very happy, or room 8 is maybe the session I should go to. Stuff like that. So I can link or I can use the tiles for multiple tiles as well. What else is there? Lots of other stuff. I think the performance updates are really, really big. So, and I forgot to mention one there. HTML5 and IE9 are also coming to that version of the phone in the fall. So it's going to make it easier for all of us to do more HTML5 as well. And you have a lot of sessions at Mix that go around this. So a few resources we have used a lot that is available out there from the community, from Microsoft. And these are the main links for you. So with that, I think thank you, Isabel, for having joined me in Belgium. And maybe if you have some questions, you can shout out some questions. Otherwise, thank you very much for attending.
Thank you.